You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Wow, you're heating up some instant noodles when suddenly you hear something outside. You ignore it for a while, but the ruckus gets louder. And then a large bang. You start and head outside with a flashlight. You notice your trash can toppled over and some discarded food scattered all over the ground. Since you're near a forest, chances are some curious and hungry raccoons have been rummaging through your trash looking for dinner. You put the trash can in place and head back inside. And oops, your instant noodles are no good anymore. They're overcooked. It's finally time to hit the sack. You head upstairs, burrow into your thick blankets, and turn off the lights. As you take the train to Snoozeville, you start hearing some squeaking and crackling. You slowly open your eyes to the potential dangers around. Your mind begins playing all sorts of scenes in your head, where you end up at the bottom of the lake. You hear some more unusual cracking, but this time, it's coming from other areas of the house. It's nothing to worry about. The concrete, metal, and wood in the house react to changes in temperature and even humidity levels. Metal expands during the day when the sun is at its peak, but when it sets, the metal relaxes and goes back to its regular size. This can also be said about wood and concrete, but on different levels. So the fact that it's happening all over the house just means the house is reacting to many changes. Yeah, you can go back to bed. But in the middle of the night, you get up to pour yourself a glass of water. On your way down, you miss a step and almost trip, but recover. You gulp down your water and try to sleep again. But this time, you hear what sounds like someone hitting a metal pipe. Oh, you can't take it anymore and get up to scout around. You check the entire upper floor where you're sleeping until all that's left is the bathroom. You enter inside, and what do you know? The sound is coming from the pipes themselves. Sometimes, if they haven't been used in a long time, you might hear some eerie sounds. This is just because of some loose pipes that need tightening or inconsistent water flow. Well, one thing's certain. You make a note to call a plumber in the morning.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You're back in bed, ready to fall asleep this time. You start to enjoy the smooth sounds of nature. You hug your pillow like nothing's wrong. Except an annoying whistle jolts you back up. Ah, again? You try your best to ignore it, but just simply can't. Your eyes are turning red. You toss your blankets over and try to find that sound. The whistle pops in every now and then as you try to find it. But after a while, it stops. You try to listen carefully, and this time, nothing. But you won't take that chance and go to bed just yet. You wait around until you hear it again. Out of nowhere, the whistle creaks through, and you rush to the source. A small window by the stairs was cracked open. You're furious with yourself and slam it shut. This time, you check all around the house to see if anything was left open or could make some noise. While walking back upstairs, you step on many loose wooden floor panels that make a creaky sound whenever you step on them. This makes you boil inside. You make it to the bed, but this time, you're not even sleepy anymore. Your eyes are popping out, and you're in a state of total awareness. You hear the frogs outside croaking underwater, the sound of a car driving on the highway a few miles away. You keep looking around trying to find out where a potential sound may come from. Trying to collect yourself, you turn off the lights. As minutes pass, you finally accept that nothing will disturb you tonight. You close your eyes and try to sleep in peace. But out of nowhere, a buzzing sound flies by. You open one eye trying to identify anything. And then it buzzes again. You turn the lights back on and rub your head. Suddenly, you start scratching your arm rigorously. a mosquito has been biting you for a while. But if all the windows and doors are closed, then how did it get here? For one thing, you're surrounded by nature, so it's only natural to have mosquitoes around, even if it's quite cold. But when you earlier went to see what the raccoons did to your trash can, you left the door wide open, and that was a huge mistake. All these vermin take that opening as an opportunity to seek shelter from outside and see the world of humans. That mosquito probably hung around for a while before flying way up the stairs and into your bedroom. You turn on the lights and spot the little creature. And after chasing it around, you finally cup it with a glass and release it outside. Boy, you're nicer than I would be. Anyway, you inspect your room one last time to see if you missed anything. All clear. You close your bedroom door and get back to bed. You take another mental note to buy earplugs ASAP. And without wasting any more time, you shut your eyes, trying desperately to fall asleep. You hear some scampering outside, but you ignore that. It's probably just those raccoons again. But this time, there's the same sound inside too. And it sounds like scratching a chalkboard. You rise out of the bed, startled by what you heard. You try to identify the source of the scratching until it leads you to a hidden area behind the closet. You rummage through the stuff and find what looks like a mouse hole. You freak out immediately, knowing there are tons of mice right behind the walls of the house. You've been living there for less than 24 years, but they've most likely been living and multiplying for years. You make yet another mental note to call pest control first thing in the morning. You hit the sack once more and close both ears with a pillow. As time passes, you hear a faint noise coming from outside. It's not the sound of animals, but people. They're talking and laughing out loud. You go to the window and see a group of people gathered just beyond the forest and throwing a little party. Some of them are even drifting along the main road and eating donuts. You don't have the energy to kick them out, so you pace around your bedroom hoping they'll leave soon. You wash your face just to freshen up, and after a couple of hours, they finally leave. You're back in bed with a pillow over your head. You can't take it anymore. You need to sleep, but nothing is going your way. Your eyes are heavy and you're sweating. You toss and turn in bed with some of the pillows falling on the floor. Your heart is racing. Your mind is playing tricks on you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The shadows in your bedroom start to look like monsters waiting to jump you. Your ears are little satellites trying to pick up any disturbances. A tree branch cracks in the window outside. You imagine someone climbing the tree, ready to break into your house at any second. Water drips from the faucet irregularly, making you think some horrifying creature is lurking in the pipes of your house. You can't help but stay awake for the time being, while all these scary scenes play in your head. What if someone just barged in your room and demanded all of your cash? What if someone broke in and started eating all the food in your fridge? You turn on the lights and head downstairs to double-check if all the doors and windows are locked. After that, you go back upstairs with a clear head. At least, you can put some of those thoughts to rest. You fix your bed and try, once again, to close your eyes and fall asleep. You start counting sheep, but it doesn't do anything except distract you. You just see all those mental notes jumping over the fence. You're back to square one. You look outside and see the first signs of dawn. You can see the details of the forest, and then after a while, the sun rays shine right through the curtain and begin to strike your eyes. Great. You get up and head downstairs to try to cook up some breakfast, knowing it's going to be a long day.